Let me just share a little thought with you, and I'll be off. You know, we read in Parshas Lech Lecha that Avram and his wife, Avram and Sarai at the time, they didn't have children. Finally, in their old age, 90 she was, 100 he was, it's a lot of years, they were able to have a child. And in the interim, she came up with the idea that she's going to take Hagar, her servant, and give Hagar as a wife to Avram, that maybe he'll be able to have, or hopefully he'll be able to have a child with her. And since she was the servant of Sarah, so ulai yibone mimeno, and I will in a sense be built, that I'll have a child through her. She's my servant, I give her to my husband, she gives birth to a child, and in a sense I'll have a connection, that child will be connected to me as well. And that's what she wanted to do. When it happened, there was a, it seems that it went to Hagar's head a bit, that, you know, she's the master or the mistress, I'm the servant, but on the other hand, I'm having a child with Avram, and she has nothing. And Sarah sensed, and maybe there were things that happened, but that she doesn't respect her anymore. There was a lack of respect. And she complains about that lack of respect to her husband, Avram. And she says to him, Chamosi olecho. My anger is upon you. I'm angry at you because you allow, or you tolerate, or you didn't take care of the problem that she is now being mevazimi. She's disrespectful to me. She's not showing me the proper reverence and the proper respect as she had in the past or as she should, because she has an advantage over me now. She has a child from my husband and I don't. And Sarah was upset about it. And Rashi gives two explanations of what she said when she said Chamosi. One is, the second one, he says, I'm angry at you. Chomos is a lotion, Chamosi is a lotion of anger. Sha'ato shoimea bizyoini v'sheisek. You hear her being mevazimi, you hear her insulting me, you hear her putting me down, and you keep quiet about it. You don't do anything about it. And I'm upset at you. I'm angry. Of course, we know that the Ovois were superhuman spiritual giants. Human, but giants of spirit. And when the Torah says that she was angry, we're not talking about anger like you and I. You know, I'm angry at you, I'll punch you in the face. You know, but there was something there that she had a complaint to her husband. But the Alter from Slabodka pointed out that chomos means something else as well. Chomos is a language of stealing, right? Vayimole ho'oretz, we learned by Noah, chomos. Chomos means people taking things inappropriately from other people. People who are depriving others of what belongs to them. That's chomos. And he says as follows. Sarah's taina to Avram was that you owe me a response. She's insulting me. You should be sticking up for me. And because you didn't respond, it's as if you stole from me. That's called chomos. That's called stealing. And the Gemara, in fact, in Brochus tells us that if I walk in here and I say good morning, well, the smile is also good. And you don't respond? You're stealing from me. Why? You owe me an answer. Good morning. Oh, okay. You owe me an answer. I said good morning to you. You got to repeat it. You got to respond. That's the way it is. When you don't say a word that you owe a person that you should say, somebody's nice to you, okay, you smile to the person, smiles at you, smile back. How you doing? How are you doing? You know, okay, yeah, very good. So when you don't do that, it's not only considered a lack of insensitivity, it's not only considered that I'm not such a nice guy, it's chomos, it's like stealing. You owe me a word, and you didn't deliver on that word, you didn't give it to me. In the Torah's concept, in the Musage HaTorah, in the concepts of Torah, that is considered in the family of stealing. Now, akin to this, I'm sure you're familiar, that we know there's a lav, it's in the Aseres HaDibros, of Lo Sirtzach, not to commit murder. Okay, now, do you know what Chazal tell us is included in that family? Anybody know? Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim. Embarrassing a person publicly. In other words, as far as the Torah's concept is concerned, one who embarrasses a person publicly and his face changes colors, in a sense you could say at that moment he wishes he was dead. You know, he'll get over it and he wishes he'll be alive again. But at that moment, it's akin to death. It's in a certain sense, not really. He's not dead, you didn't kill him. But in a sense you did. And it's included in that family. Because in the Torah's concept, you see, the Torah sets a standard for action and for living, which is far above the baseline that's set in society. In society, you come into a court of law and you tell the judge, you stole from me. Why did he steal from you? I said, good morning. He didn't answer me. The judge will throw you out of court. Ridiculous. I never heard something so stupid. He didn't say good morning, so he stole from you. Maybe you want kefil and dalet v'hei also? You know. But in Torah concept, that's akin to stealing. You owe it to me. Why didn't you answer me? She says to Avram, she says, chamosi olecho, it's chomos. You hear her disparaging me, speaking disrespectfully to me, and you withhold the word in my defense and keep quiet? In a certain sense, in a very sophisticated and sensitive sense, you have deprived me of words that belong to me. It's as if you have stolen. And I think that, you know, we're very offended when the world holds us to a higher standard. We say it's anti-Semitism. You know, in the New York Times they say, Orthodox Jew did this, and this one did this, and Jews do this and that. And we say, why are they picking on the Jews? Everybody's doing it. It's only worthy of an article in the Times when the Jews are doing it. What? They're holding us to a higher standard. Now, the truth of the matter is, they should not be doing it. But we should. We should be holding ourselves to a higher standard. We have a Torah that defines for us right and wrong, not in the basest ways. Do not murder. Do not steal. No, these concepts have such a depth of sensitivity, have so many levels and levels and levels of development and refinement and perfection that we're supposed to develop. These are the standards that we have to set for ourselves. When the world holds us to a higher standard, it's offensive. But when we don't hold ourselves to a higher standard, it's a terrible mistake. Because more is expected of us, not only because of the internal greatness of the Jewish neshama, but because of the guidance of the Torah. The Torah gives us a guidance to every dimension, to every aspect, and every level of refinement of human character. And the truth of the matter is, speaking about responding to a greeting, speaking about malbim pnei chaver barabim, embarrassing a person publicly, we also have to understand that the emphasis in the Torah is tikkun hamidos. Is that a person has to work on refining his character. I'm a good person. I'm nice. I do kindness. I do this. I do that. Can it be better? Can I improve?
Yeah.
Maybe when I respond that good morning, you know, guy says to me good morning, so I say begrudgingly good morning. No, I don't say the word begrudgingly, but you know, I say it begrudgingly. Good morning. You know, or some people say, what's good about it? You know, like, but I say it with a smile. It's a whole different person. It's a different presentation. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, they tell us, used to look.
Don't you have mirrors over here?
Yeah.
Used to look in the mirror and practice smiling. A different smile for a different person, for a different occasion.
And that's because the human being is sensitive. And, you know, there are certain people you could smile at, and the way you smile, they say, "Why are you so angry at me?" That wasn't a real smile. Oh, come on, you was begrudging. You barely opened your mouth. You know, you didn't really want to. You just, yeah. We have to figure out. We have to, once one of the Gedolei Slabodka, Rabbi Avrom Grudzinski, said in one of his Shmuzin, he said that the Torah says, "V'ahavta l'rechu kamoicho." You have to develop a love of a fellow Jew as you love yourself. And he says that requires that we have to become almost a master psychologist to understand, not that you have to go to school for that, but to understand each person in order to be able to treat him in the way that he's going to be comfortable. You know, certain people like to be treated in certain ways. Other people, you treat them the same way as you treated the other guy, and he's going to be upset. He's going to be happy. He's going to be upset. He's going to think it's nice. He's going to think it's not. Everybody's different. And we have to intuitively develop a sense of each person, each person's needs, each person's nature, each person's preferences, and to act with people accordingly, to make them comfortable, to make them feel good, to give them that sense of self-worth, that sense of respect, that sense of how we care about them, how we appreciate them. And this is really what the Torah is all about. Chazal point out, Chazal say, Torah tchiloso gmilas chasodim v'soifo gmilas chasodim. The Torah starts with chesed, that Hashem gave Adam and Chava clothing, malbish arumim, and it ends with chesed, with the burial of Moshe Rabbeinu. And everything in between is all about chesed, is all about midos, is all about a human being refining, perfecting his character. Chazal say, it's a Medrash Rabbah, says that Darshan's a posuk, Imras Hashem Tzrufo, Loinitno Teiro Umitzvus, Elalet Sareif Bohenes Abriyos. The whole purpose of Teiro Umitzvus is to refine, human character. Refine, Letzarif, Tzarif means to remove the impurities. A person has to take his nature, to take his personality, and to refine it, to make it better, to make it more sensitive, to make it more caring, to make it more respectful, to treat others in a better way, to act in a way that's more becoming the great person, the Tzelem Elohim, and the Ben Torah, and the Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, all of these milas that we have within us, is to act in a certain way in order to develop and to refine and to expand these characteristics. So I think there's a lot to be focused on in these concepts. But I think the trick is not a speech. Speeches, if they end, are terrible things. If they don't end, it's even worse. But it can't end. It has to be the beginning of a self-imposed effort to improve my own character. It requires thinking. It requires cheshbon ha-nefesh. I have to take stuff. Hey, today, you know, I did pretty good today. I was pretty nice. I was pretty this, I was that. You know, I said something that wasn't so sensitive to someone. It wasn't so respectful. It wasn't so refined. It wasn't so becoming. And I have to say, you know, tomorrow I'm going to do better. And it's a process. The speech can at most be a little bit eye-opening, a little bit educational maybe, a little bit thought-provoking, but it's up to the individual to implement any inspiration and any lessons and any ideas in his own life and work on refining and further refining his character. And when a person refines his character, he becomes, emulates, he becomes a mayain, he becomes a following in the way and godly in his personality and connects with Hashem and gets the greatest reward and the greatest satisfaction in this world and the eternal schar nitzchias in olam haba. So it's a well worth the effort to work on refining our characters, and the results will be truly beneficial and amazing. Have a good Shabbos.